American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the paragraph. It contains adverbial connectives to explain the order in which the events occur. Listen and circle these connectives.
Anne was assigned a term paper to write. To begin with, she chose a subject related to her major, which was business administration. Next, she organized the research she'd have to do before she could start to write. First, she listed the books available at the library on her subject. Then she spent several evenings at the library looking at the books to see which ones would really be of use. After that, she checked out the ones she knew she'd need and took them to her room. She then began taking notes from the books and outlining her paper. The development of the paper followed, and Anne put in many long hours at her typewriter. At last, the paper was ready to be put into the correct form. Meanwhile, her friend had offered to type the final copy, and she was happy to have someone else correcting and typing it for her. Then she returned all the books to the library. Finally, on the day the paper was due, Anne turned it in and breathed a sigh of relief.
Now look at the paragraph and check the words and phrases you circled. There are 10 adverbial connectives in the paragraph.
Number 1 is to begin with in lines 1 and 2. Number 2 is next in line 3. Number 3 is first in line 4. Number 4 is then in line 6. Number 5 is after that in line 8. Number 6 is then in line 9. Number 7 is at last in line 12. Number 8 is meanwhile in line 13. Number 9 is then in line 16. Number 10 is finally in line 17.
Now go to Figure 2. Repeat the dialogues. They are examples of the use of the future perfect tense, which indicates an event or condition which will be completed before another event or specific time in the future. Listen and repeat. Number 1.
Would your secretary have that letter written by late this afternoon?
She'll have written it by noon, I'm sure.
Number 2.
Have you worked here long?
By October, I'll have been here 10 years.
Number 3.
Will you have eaten lunch by 1 o'clock?
I'll have eaten before 1. Why? Is the meeting at 1?
Number 4.
We're going to be late for the movie.
Yes, the picture will have started by the time we get there. But we won't miss much of it.
Number 5.
Will a yard man have finished the job by the time you get home from work?
I hope so. Actually, I expect he will have finished by the time the children get home from school.
Look at Figure 3. Complete the sentence with the verb you hear. Use the future perfect tense. Look at the examples and listen. Perform. Arrive. Repeat. The dancers will have performed before we arrive. listen, deliver, repeat. The mailman will have delivered the mail by noon. Now listen and write. Number one.
Finish. See.
Number two.
Leave.
Number three.
Work. Retire.
Number four.
Visit. Leave.
Number five.
Complete.
Let's check your answers.
Number one is will have finished and see. Repeat. John will have finished the project by the time we see him. Number two is will have left. Repeat. The secretary will have left by 5 o'clock. Number three is will have worked and retire. Repeat. I will have worked here for 20 years by the time I retire. Number four is will have visited and leave. Repeat. Her friends will have visited every tourist site by the time they leave. Number five is will have completed. Repeat. The artist will have completed his painting by next month.
Now look at figure four. Repeat the dialogues. They are examples of the use of the future perfect progressive tense, which indicates the duration of an activity that will be in progress prior to another event in the future. Listen and repeat. Number one.
I plan to give the colonel my report at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
He'll have been waiting for your report for 2 hours by that time. Couldn't you make it at 1?
Number two.
Mr. White will have been sitting in the airport for 30 minutes by the time we pick him up there.
He won't have been wasting his time, though. He always carries a briefcase full of paperwork to do.
Number three.
How old were you when you started driving?
I got my driver's license when I was 16. So I will have been driving for 25 years by my next birthday.
Number four.
Mark sure has been studying hard for the test tomorrow.
Yes, he has. By midnight, he will have been studying for 6 straight hours.
Number five.
How long has it been raining?
By 6 o'clock this evening, It will have been raining for 24 hours without stopping.
Now go to Figure 5. Complete the sentence with the verb you hear. Use the future perfect progressive. Look at the example and listen. Clean. Repeat. Ellie will have been cleaning for 2 days when her guests arrive. Now listen and write. Number 1.
March.
Number 2.
Save.
Number 3.
Sit.
Number 4.
Celebrate.
Number 5.
Exercise.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is will have been marching. Repeat. The soldiers will have been marching for 8 hours by sunset. Number 2 is will have been saving. Repeat. He will have been saving at this bank for 10 years at the end of this month. Number 3 is will have been sitting. Repeat. We will have been sitting in this traffic for half an hour by the time the policeman arrives. Number 4 is will have been celebrating. Repeat. She will have been celebrating the occasion for 5 years on the 18th of this month. Number 5 is will have been exercising. Repeat. The trainees will have been exercising for 45 minutes by the time their PT class ends.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to a paragraph. Write the transitional words and phrases you hear.
The Marshes wanted a family photograph to send to their family and friends. First, Dee called a photographer and set up an appointment. Next, she called Gordon to let him know when he had to take off from work. Meanwhile, she was planning the outfits they would wear. Finally, the day arrived. The photographer came to their home and helped them decide on the best background for the photograph. Eventually, after he had set up his equipment, several pictures were taken. Then the negatives were developed, and the best picture was chosen. In 2 weeks, the pictures the Marshes had ordered were ready. They could mail them to their family and friends at last.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is first. First, Dee called a photographer and set up an appointment. Number 2 is next. Next, she called Gordon to let him know when he had to take off from work. Number 3 is meanwhile. Meanwhile, she was planning the outfits they would wear. Number 4 is finally. Finally, the day arrived. Number 5 is eventually. Eventually, after he had set up his equipment, several pictures were taken. Number 6 is then. Then the negatives were developed, and the best picture was chosen. Number 7 is at last. They could mail them to their family and friends at last.
When the tape ends, you can look at the paragraph on the answer page for this tape. Now look at Figure 7. This is a sentence dictation exercise. You will hear the sentences 3 times. Just listen the first time. Write the sentences the second time, and check your work the 3rd time. Now, listen to the sentences, but don't write. Number 1.
Jim is a well-known artist.
Number 2.
His paintings often deal with sad subjects.
Number 3.
They are not a pleasure to look at.
Number 4.
For this reason, his art is often criticized.
Number 5.
The criticism of his paintings has made him famous.
Number 6.
As a result, the value of his work has increased.
Number 7.
Owning a painting by Jim has become quite a luxury.
Listen again, and this time write the sentences in Figure 7. Number 1.
Jim is a well-known artist.
Number 2.
His paintings often deal with sad subjects.
Number 3.
They are not a pleasure to look at.
Number 4.
For this reason, his art is often criticized.
Number 5.
The criticism of his paintings has made him famous.
Number 6.
As a result, the value of his work has increased.
Number 7.
Owning a painting by Jim has become quite a luxury.
Listen again and check what you've written. Number 1.
Jim is a well-known artist.
Number 2.
His paintings often deal with sad subjects.
Number 3.
They are not a pleasure to look at.
Number 4.
For this reason, His art is often criticized.
Number 5.
The criticism of his paintings has made him famous.
Number 6.
As a result, the value of his work has increased.
Number 7.
Owning a painting by Jim has become quite a luxury.
You can see the sentences on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 2C, book 28.